With SRN News, I'm John Scott. GOP leaders in the House and Senate are crafting legislation to ensure the integrity of this November's presidential election. House Speaker Mike Johnson says safeguarding the integrity of federal elections in all 50 states must be a top legislative priority in Congress.
We've got to be very vigilant about that. We've got to ensure, for example, that illegals, the millions and millions of illegal aliens who've come into the country under Joe Biden's administration the last 3.5 years, are not going to participate in the federal election in November. But we know that illegals are being registered to vote in various places around the country. So we have legislation we're moving through Congress to ensure that doesn't happen.
Speaker Johnson outlines the GOP's agenda for the first 100 days of what he expects will be a second Trump administration on the news program This Week on the Hill, which can be seen at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court striking down a ban on bump stocks, a gun accessory that allows semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like machine guns. They were used in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history in Las Vegas in 2017. A Texas gun shop owner challenged the ban, arguing the Texas Department wrongly classified the accessories as illegal machine guns. The Biden administration said it was the right call for gun accessories that can allow a rate of fire similar to that of an automatic weapon. Another round of thunderstorms sweeping across South Florida on Thursday. Hollandale Beach resident Alex Demchenko.
It was scary. A lot of flashes, rainings. I see a lot of broken cars, a lot of left cars without drivers, and there was a lot of water on the streets.
And on Wall Street now, the Dow losing 128 points, the Nasdaq off 33. This is SRN News. America's largest Protestant denomination leaves the door open for female pastors.
The Southern Baptist Convention forbids women in the clergy as a practice, but it's not officially part of the organization's constitution. And it still is not, as delegates to the summer convention have failed to pass a measure that would have permanently banned women from being pastors. The vote fell about 5% short of the two-thirds majority needed to amend the SBC's constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A near total abortion ban defeated in South Carolina with the help of the only three Republican women in the Senate, and now they're losing their election bids. After the three women defected to the pro-abortion side, South Carolina lawmakers eventually implemented a ban on abortion once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. That allows abortion for about up to 6 weeks of pregnancy. This is SRN News. Defense ministers of the NATO military alliance are gathered for a second day of talks in Brussels.
Security and long-term support for Ukraine have been dominating this G7. The ministers are trying to agree on a new plan to provide long-term security assistance and military training to the country. Chances of an agreement have improved after Hungary promised not to veto the plan, as long as it's not forced to participate. The gathering on Friday focuses more on migration, seeking ways to combat trafficking and increase investment in countries from where migrants start out on often life-threatening journeys. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran has started up new cascades of advanced centrifuges and plans to install others in the coming weeks. These are moves that the U.S. is calling nuclear escalations. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.